Greetings. Welcome to the ATA Creativity Global First Quarter 2025 Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. The question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. Please note this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the conference over to Alice Ng of The Equity Group. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Operator. Good morning to all of you joining us from the United States, and good evening to all of you joining us from China. Please be advised that the discussions on today's call may include forward-looking statements. Such forward-looking statements involve certain risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ materially from those contained in the forward-looking statements. Please refer to the company's most recent SEC filing for a more complete description of risk factors that could affect these projections and assumptions. The company assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide two of the conference call presentation, which is accessible via the IR section of ACG's website. A simultaneous audio webcast is also accessible via the IR section of ACG's website, including the replay, which will be available for the next 90 days. ACG's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, will start this call by highlighting the company's first quarter 2025 key operational achievements and financial highlights. CFO, Mr. Ruobai Sima, will provide an overview of financial and operating results for first quarter 2025 and briefly discuss expectations for full year 2025. President, Mr. Jun Zhang, will conclude the prepared remarks with an update on the company's long-term growth strategy before opening the floor for questions. For those of you following the accompanying slide presentation, please refer to the slides for further details. With that, I'll turn the call over to ACG's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma. Please go ahead, Mr. Ma.
Thank you, Alice, and welcome, everyone. Good morning to those in America. We appreciate everyone's time. Q1 2025 was highlighted by a pronounced 16% increase in net revenue and gross profit, respectively, driven by increased contribution from portfolio training and research-based learning service. Portfolio training program created now delivered to ACG students increased by 5.8% during the first quarter of 2025. Higher net revenues and slightly reduced operating expenses contributed to improved bottom-line results during the quarter as compared to Q1 2024. Moving on to first quarter operation highlights, portfolio training service continued to account for the majority of our revenue for the quarter. Total credit hours delivered increased by 5.8%, with project-based programs contributing about 74% of total credit hours delivered, translating into an 11.5% growth in revenue from the portfolio training programs. Combined revenues from the research-based learning, overseas studies, consulting, and other educational services also increased by more than 28% and became an increased revenue contributor, responsible for nearly 30% of total net revenues. During first quarter 2025, we brought a variety of in-person and online research-based learning projects to ACG students. In-person projects included a themed campus to Hainan Province and an AI training campus at Alibaba, taught to the United States and Japan Milan Fashion Week project in Italy, engaging a total of more than 100 students. Apart from delivering our usual number of masterclass projects to students in an online group class format, we also hosted a creative arts therapy training program taught by University of London lecturers, which accommodated around 8 students in total. We continue to receive a positive feedback from our students about the fall 2025 admission results. During first quarter 2025, ACE students received numerous admission from prestigious overseas institutions, including major Ivy League schools. Other top schools admissions, to name a few, came from Cambridge University, Hong Kong University, Nanyang Technological University, and so on. Also, our students have received offers from top art schools, some of which are the most popular match with extremely high application requirements and overall low acceptance rate, including the MFA in Film and Television Production at the University of South California, Architecture at UC Berkeley, and Engineering Design Innovation at Northwest University. We remain excited about the upcoming admission results for the remainder of the fall 2025 application season. We are proud to announce that on March 29, ACG was awarded the 2025 Forbes China Studying Abroad Leading Brand, along with New Oriental Education and New China International Education, on the 2025 International Education Leaders Annual Conference and the Forbes China Study Abroad Industry Selection Series Awards Ceremony. We are pleased that the campaign is recognized not only by students, but also by industry experts as a leading brand in generating positive outcomes for students who want to study arts abroad. In March, ACG toured 5 key cities in China as part of our Spring Art Education Exhibition, including Beijing, Shanghai, Wuhan, Chengdu, and Chongqing. Similar to the October Autumn Art Education Exhibition, we hosted seminars to discuss the last arts design topics and observation of overseas study application changes and admission trends, giving participating students and parents a face-to-face opportunity to communicate with professors from prestigious overseas arts institutions. With that, I will hand over the call to Sima for first quarter 2025.
Thank you, Kevin. And I will start with fourth quarter 2025 key financial metrics. Total net revenues for fourth quarter 2025 were RMB 55.8 million, an increase of 15.9% from RMB 48.1 million in fourth quarter 2024, which was primarily due to increased revenue contributions from portfolio training programs and research-based learning services, as we delivered more services and hosted an increased number of research-based learning experiences. Gross profit for fourth quarter 2025 was RMB 25.4 million, an increase of 15.9% from RMB 21.9 million in fourth quarter 2024, primarily due to higher net revenues. Gross margin was 45.5% during fourth quarter 2025, and changed as compared to 45.5% in the prior year period. Total operating expenses was RMB 42.2 million in fourth quarter 2025, slightly decreasing from RMB 43.6 million in fourth quarter 2024. Whereas as a percentage of net revenue, total operating expenses decreased to 75.6% during fourth quarter 2025, compared to 90.6% in the prior year period. The slight decrease in operating expenses was due to an RMB 1.3 million decrease in selling expenses, and RMB 0.3 million decrease in research and development expenses as ACG system development was completed in Q2 2024, and collection of previously impaired loans and other receivables, offset by an RMB 4 increase in general and administrative expenses, mainly related to the professional fees and the development of new projects. As a result of higher net revenues and slight lowered operating expenses, loss from operations in fourth quarter 2025 was RMB 16.8 million, compared to RMB 21.7 million in fourth quarter 2024. Net loss attributed to ACG during fourth quarter 2025 was RMB 13.3 million, compared to RMB 17.9 million in the prior year period. Moving to the balance sheet highlights, as March 34, 2025, we have RMB 39.4 million in cash and cash equivalents, total assets of RMB 457.3 million, total liabilities of RMB 390.9 million, and the total shareholders' equity of RMB 66.4 million. Moving to year-to-date enrollment trends, starting with student enrollment. For fourth quarter 2025, total student enrollment was 1,104, representing a decrease of 19.4% from the prior year period. The decrease in student enrollment was a result of normalized demand in our service in 2025 versus the same period in 2024 and 2023. As we discussed in the fiscal year 2025 outlook last quarter, portfolio training student enrollment for fourth quarter 2025 was 626, and student enrollment for all other programs for fourth quarter 2025 was 478. Moving on to credit hours delivered. For fourth quarter 2025, credit hours delivered slightly increased by 5.8%, driven by a 15.5% increase in project-based programs, which is recent years have accounted for a continuously increasing percentage of total credit hours, and was partially offset by decreased time-based program credit hours. With that, let's move to our expectations for the full year 2025. We expected to report total net revenue of between approximately RMB 276 million to RMB 281 million for the year ending December 31, 2025. Which represents a year-over-year increase of around 3 to 5% for full year of 2024. We anticipate the growth to be primarily driven by our portfolio training services and supported by all other lines of business. We remain prudently optimistic in our fiscal year 2025 guidance range, and these assumptions are based on the company's existing business initiatives and rate for the year-end December 31, 2025, and the current and primary view of existing domestic and international market conditions, which are subject to change. I'd now like to turn it over to Jun, who will expand upon our long-term growth strategy. Jun, please go ahead.
谢谢司马。接下来我将谈谈我们长期增长计划的一些近期执行亮点。2025年我们的重点依然是推动有机扩张、 控制成本及提高整体运营效率。我们将继续努力提高教室利用率，提供更高价值的课程，有策略地将营销资源分配给表现更为出色的校区，以推动当地的销售，满足新学员不断增长需求。多年来，学生们对我们的服务表现出的兴趣以及他们在我们合作期间所展现的信任，一直激励着我们努力成为创意艺术教育领域的领先服务者。 我们很自豪能够继续为越来越多的学生提高高质量的服务，并对中国创意艺术教育市场一直充满热情。在我们的四大增长支柱中，我们预计有机增长将引领 ACG 的长期增长势头。我们的服务和产品一直深受 ACG 学生的青睐。我们继续鼓励学生选择我们作品集培训项目中更灵活、更个性化的项目定制学习路径，通过 精心规划和强化辅导，我们帮助学生更有效地完成作品及项目的创作。我们提供的各种新的项目制课程越来越受到欢迎， 这不仅是因为我们通过互动式学习环境培养了学生的创新思维，还是因为这些课程具有灵活性，更多课程既可以在现场完成，也可以在线完成。参加作品集培训服务的学生对我们的研学和留学项目也表现出日益浓厚的兴趣，为我们的收入增长做出更多的贡献。除此之外，我们还积极利用现有的教学资源和作品集服务，以满足更广泛的学生群体的需求，为寻求艺术学习工作坊和主题旅行等体验式学习机会的年长群体和青年一代的提供服务。2025年第一季度，我们为 ACG 学生规划了一系列优质的研学新项目，其中包括戛纳电影节特邀巡礼以及多个在线大师课程班，涵盖舞台设计、交互视传、珠宝设计和交互感官等多种主题。我们预计在第三季度暑期推出更多的研学项目，推动 ACG 业务的持续增长。2025年我们将继续巩固并扩大我们的地域覆盖范围，举例说，我们在英国和美国之外拓展我们的国际合作伙伴网络，这有助于我们获取更多的全球资源，帮助越来越多正在探索更多留学目的地的学生，包括欧洲、日本以及东南亚国家如新加坡。我们相信，在我们的竞争优势建立在长期国内外合作伙伴关系的基础上，由经验丰富的内部教育人员和来自全球知名学府的讲师组成的高度敬业的教育团队，以及不断投入推出的新课程。好，接下来是问答环节。
Thank you, Sima. I will now discuss more recent execution highlights of our long-term growth initiatives. Our focus in 2025 remains to be driving organic expansion, controlling expenses, and improving overall operational efficiency. As part of the ongoing efforts to increase classroom utilization and provide higher value programs, we have started to strategically allocate marketing resources to higher performing campus locations, driving local sales where our teaching team can efficiently satisfy the growing demand of new students. For years, student interest in our services and the trust they have demonstrated during the time they work with us have encouraged us to work towards becoming a leading provider of creative arts education service. We're proud to be able to continue to make quality offerings accessible to a growing student population and remain enthusiastic about the creative arts education market in China. We expect our organic growth among all four growth pillars to lead ACG's long-term growth momentum. Our services and products continue to be highly valued by ACG students. We continue to encourage students to opt for the more flexible and personalized project-based track of our portfolio training programs. We're helping students complete their portfolio creation projects more efficiently through mindful planning and intensified coaching. The variety of new project-based programs we're offering are gaining traction as we're fostering creative thinking via an interactive learning environment, but also due to flexibility as many of these programs are completed in person and or online. Students enrolled in portfolio training services have taken on a growing interest in our research-based and overseas study counseling programs, contributing to a more substantial part of our revenue growth. On top of that, we're actively leveraging our teaching resources and our current portfolio of services to address an expanded student base, serving older adults and younger generation who are looking for experiential learning opportunities in art studies, workshops, and STEAM travels. For second quarter 2025, we have a strong pipeline of new research-based learning projects lined up for ACG students. These include the Cannes Film Festival Tour and multiple online masterclass offerings covering stage design, digital media visual communication, jewelry design, and interactive sensation. We expect to launch more research-based learning experiences in the third quarter during the summer vacation, contributing to the continuous growth of ACG's business. Furthermore, in 2025, we'll continue to strengthen and expand our geographic footprint. For one, broadening our international partnership network outside of the UK and the US. This has helped expand our access to global resources and assist an increased number of students who are now exploring study abroad options in more destinations, including Europe, Japan, and Southeast Asia, such as Singapore. We believe our competitive advantages are built on a long-term domestic and international partnership. Our highly devoted teaching team, which consists of experienced in-house teaching staff and lecturers from esteemed schools globally, and a continuous investment in introducing new offerings. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Thank you. I'm showing no questions at this time. I would now like to hand the call back over to Mr. Kevin Ma for any closing remarks.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, The Equity Group. We are always available to speak to investors and look forward to speaking with you all during our next earnings call. Thank you.
Thank you. This does conclude today's teleconference. We appreciate your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Enjoy the rest of your day.